Good morning, Dave, and good morning, Exfil Nguyen at Sundance Books and Music. We're going to look at books that deal with the creative parts of our lives. And the first is called The Storm of Creativity by Kina Leskey. And although each instance of creativity is singular and specific to us, the creative process is still quite universal. And architects and artists, poets, inventors, scientists, and all navigate the same process in order to discover something that does not yet exist. And we all must work our way through those empty pages, that writer block, confusion, chaos, doubt. And in this book, Leskey draws from her observations and experiences as a teacher, student, maker, writer, and architect to describe the workings of the creative process. So that is The Storm of Creativity. We have a wonderful essay collection by the Man Booker Prize winner, Julian Barnes, and it's called Keeping an Eye Open. And besides writing some great pieces of fiction and other work, Barnes also has spent quite a bit of time studying and writing about artists and art. And in this book, he looks at the great masters of the 19th and 20th century, including Delacroix, Manet, Degas, Cézanne, Lucian Freud, Howard Hodgkin. And this is a collection of 17 essays that trace the arc from Romanticism to Realism and into Modernism. These are adroit and insightful, and above all, a true pleasure to read Julian Barnes's writing. So that's Keeping an Eye Open. We have Building Art by Paul Goldberger, and this is the life and work of Frank Gehry, probably considered by many to be the greatest living architect today. And this is an engaging and nuanced exploration into the life and work of Gehry. And it is indeed the first full-fledged critical biography that presents and evaluates the work of this man who perhaps almost single-handedly transformed contemporary architecture with his innovative uses of materials, design, and form, and is one of the few living architects that is revered by colleagues and also appreciated by the general public. So that's The Life and Work of Frank Gehry. We have a great little book called The Pattern Source Book. And it is simply, as the title suggests, it's a collection of patterns, and it chronicles the last 100 years of classic patterns that feature designs in a wide variety of styles, arts, movements, countries of origin, and it gives an overview of the surface design from the beginning of the last century to the present day. So, the pattern source book. And then we're going to talk very quickly about two books that Sundance Books and Music's publishing arm creatively put together. The first is called, in a series, it's called Our Nevada, and it's a board book, and it's called Baby Animals. And there are baby animals that you would find throughout the state and in their natural habitat. And it is a bilingual little board book, and it's called Baby Animals of Nevada. And finally, we're going to close up with Nevada Grown, A Year in Local Food. This is a book we did with NevadaGrown.org. And this book looks at foods, whether they be vegetable or animal, that can be sourced here locally throughout the state. It's organized in the seasons, so if you wanted to do something, say, in the spring, fall, or summer, you can go to the food co-op or Whole Foods or wherever you shop and find things that you can put together and cook year-round. And it's color photography throughout. All the recipes come from local Nevadans, restaurateurs, and ranchers and growers. So it's kind of a wonderful homage to the food movement in our state, and that's Nevada Grown, A Year in Local Food. And that's what we have new in at Sundance Books and Music. Read safe, read often.